Elk Point. Elk Point Town Council looked ahead to two upcoming events at their October 10 meeting, setting this year's Halloween hours and approving a request from the Elk Point and District Chamber of Commerce for use of the area east of the Eco Center, snowplowing of access to that area and electrical hookup use for this year's Christmas light display. Halloween trick-or-treat hours will once again be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 31. The Chamber is once again planning their annual Forest of Lights display and asked permission to use the usual area from the three tall trees to the gazebo for the display, which will go up in late November, and to keep the area cleared of snow for the duration of the display, which will remain lit 1 week into January 2024. The town will also cover the cost of the electricity used for the displays, which last year was estimated to be in the $180 range. Council was also encouraged to once again add their unique tree, constructed of utility pipes, to the display. Last year, there were 34 trees and displays on the site, up from 23 the previous year. Sewer upgrade. One more capital project is also on the town's calendar for 2023, with Nikiforic Construction slated to be in town shortly to upgrade sanitary sewers on 51 Avenue east of Highway 41. Nikiforic has recommended inspection of the lines running into that sewer line to determine if the originally proposed upgrades to the north-south lines is necessary. If those changes are not required, there would be a significant saving in the cost of the project. Manager of Operations Jay Duffy told council that the significant slope in those lines could indicate that there is no need for the additional upgrades. Council voted to hire the inspection team to check this out. Loan bylaw tabled. The loan bylaw given first reading on May 23 and deferred at the August 28 council meeting was back on council's agenda, with Sao Ken Guoge telling council that the loan of $500,000 to Frog Lake First Nations is not needed at this time. The bylaw will stay on the table for up to 2 years, so could be passed during that time if required. Regional Services Study. The draft regional services study done by KPMG with the towns of St. Paul and Elk Point, County of St. Paul and Summer Village of Horseshoe Bay is now complete, outlining a list of opportunities, recommendations and an implementation plan, and has been approved by the regional partners. After discussion, council agreed to accept the study in principle. The next step will be the implementation plan, with the town of Elk Point questioning the need for a consolidated grant application coordinator, which council feels is unnecessary at this time. Regional Assessment Review Board. The Regional Assessment Review Board agreement approved by council on August 28 was back on the table once again, after Municipal Affairs sent it back with changes needed to comply with the Municipal Government Act. Those changes were made and Municipal Affairs has now approved the revised version, the final item needed to complete the 2021 map review. The August 28 resolution was rescinded, and the final document given the agreement was given Council's approval. Enforcement. A resident's letter of concern regarding enforcement and enforcement of 9 unsightly sites were discussed in closed session, with administration directed to investigate the concern, and also to enter into a 6-month contract with investigative assurance for bylaw enforcement. Guoge reported that 2 of the 9 sites have been taken care of to date. Municipal Controlled Corporation. Following another lengthy closed session discussion, council directed administration to have the town's legal counsel set up a municipal controlled corporation, entitled Elk Point Investment Corporation and Green Building Incorporated, regarding land in the industrial park. There will be a public hearing at Council's November 27 meeting, which will be held in the Northern Lights Library System Boardroom.